This Fab FM Voice of the Douglas Shire podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mossman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mossman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
Good morning, Paul. How are you this morning, mate?
I'm good. Yourself?
Very good indeed.
That is good. A beautiful, beautiful day. Now, this is worth mentioning, I think, that when kids are on holidays, motorists sort of tend to, there's no kids around, but you've got to remember. Now, I believe there was a child killed at Townsville, is that correct?
Yeah, mate, unfortunately a 5-year-old child was struck on riding his bike yesterday afternoon on a footpath, and as a result of that, he passed away from his injuries. Mate, it's very tragic circumstances, and it's just something we need to be mindful of, that our kids are now getting back into that, going to school in the morning and coming home in the afternoon, and we all know, mate, we were all kids at one point, we're pretty unpredictable little animals when we're at that age, mate. We're invincible, and they're not exactly road aware and know what's going on around them. So particularly when we've got, a great deal of our population lives in that Port Garden sort of area, a young population, and they're crossing the Port Douglas Road, it's just ask motorists just to take a little bit of time and be mindful of the fact that they're moving in around that Port Douglas school and transitioning from the school over to Port Gardens and other areas around the Shire. So it's, it's just be mindful of what those kids, and trust me, they're going to do the unexpected. So just be mindful of that and just be ready to take a base of action if needed.
Yeah, because kids have got their own mind, haven't they? And adults, it's up to us to make sure that we protect them.
Well, some people say I have my own mind too, Paul, but that's another story in itself. But yeah.
Yeah, that's right. No, look, it's worth just a little reminder about this, particularly too when the kids go on holidays for a couple of weeks and motorists get used to things, don't they? There's no kids around. But then when they come back, they must be aware of that.
Yeah, and our school's, ever increasing, it's ever growing, and it's, the numbers are getting bigger and bigger and bigger every year. So, and look, we're all trying to be conscious about, parents are trying to be conscious about getting their kids active and getting them away from the Xbox and the PlayStation and riding to and from schools. And, that's the reason why the school developed the bike bus, was to get those kids under supervision going to and from school on certain days of the week to get them a little bit road-wise. But not every kid participates in that bike bus program, and so there's some kids there that it's not just bicycles, it's scooters, and it's even pedestrians. So just be mindful of, they're in and around the roads, and they're constantly unpredictable.
Damien Meadows, can we remind people about what speed limits are around schools? Now, I know this varies from state to state. It's different in South Australia, Victoria, New South Wales. But in Queensland, up in the Douglas Shire, what is required from a motorist going past a school during those school hours when kids are active?
It's a 40 zone full stop, mate. So fortunately in Port Douglas, we're pretty lucky. Put it this way, if you're doing 40 past a Port Douglas State School, you're probably doing something stupid because it's not conducive to 40 kilometres an hour. However, we have got a number of different schools in the Shire that are on busy thoroughfares. So if you're driving down Front Street in Mossman going past the high school or the primary school over there, it's 40 kilometres an hour. Same out up towards Myalo if you're going out the Myalo school. Even the ones up Wonga Beach, north of the river, it's all 40 kilometres an hour. So just keep that in the back of your mind that it is a 40 zone, and they're targeted. We do work them, particularly back to school programs. Police do constantly do traffic enforcement in those areas, and it's the last thing you want is a ticket for being, a bit over the speed limit just because you switched off and forgot that it's the school hours.
Beautiful. Thank you, Damien. You take care, and we'll talk to you next week.
Cheers, mate. Thanks, Paul.